everybody, Roger's Face here. Welcome to episode 17 of Japan Time. I'm your host, as always, like I said, Roger's Base. I've got an incredible, crazy, varied cast of characters for you guys this week. Would everyone please introduce themselves? Go right ahead.
I mean, if we introduce ourselves starting at one time, we're probably up.
Well, that one. And everybody, as you guys know, that is GG Chris, Chris Cross, of course. He's going to be joining us.
Hello,
this week,
friends.
Along with Mr. Nintendan, who's going to be joining us again.
Hello.
Of course, we've got the one, the only. It's on his channel, of course. It's got to be Shofu.
Who?
Oh my gosh. Which? Why do I even introduce you? Because you do this every week. We got Witch Doctor in here from the Pokemon card.
The Darkness.
The Darkness, indeed. I got Shizzy in here this week. Shizzy 6.
My name's Jarvis, a.k.a. Shizzy 6, a.k.a. Young Sir.
A.k.a. get his booty beat by Shofu and Smash Bros. Every time he touches a controller. A.k.a. Sheik is whack. A.k.a. Wolf cannot be handled by me. A.k.a.
Hello? First of all, before we continue with this intro, everybody... The first time me and Shofu played Super Smash Brothers, I destroyed that man, sent that man out of the hotel room. He was the biggest, blackest person laying down in the hotel room floor. This, a.k.a. Youngberg Sniff, a.k.a. women on my genitalia, because I remember at the center.
Stop. I got to introduce the last person still.
No, you don't.
Or is he just going to be quiet? Am I not going to say him? We're just going to just let Kashif not talk. Everybody, this is Sucker for Jessica's here this week, too.
What's good? What you doing?
All right.
I don't know shit, but...
So I just looked, by the way. First off, special shout-out to Mike Bach, who's going to be doing all of our editing for these live episodes, because a lot of you guys said you like to tune in live, you like to watch the pre-shows and things like that, and just sort of hear us goof around. But whenever you watch the edited episode, you never really see, you know, what goes on behind the scenes or things like that, and you never get to see any of the stuff that we do in the edited episodes in the live show. So Mike is actually taking care of that for all of us this week. So as you can see on the stream right now, if you're watching live, if you're not, if you're watching the edited version, I'll do a little screen cap to show you what he did. There's this awesome silhouette of the Smash Brothers cast, and he's also going to be putting up the pictures as we start talking about them. So really quickly, before we get started this week, I do want to bring this up. We haven't actually done an episode in 5 weeks. So we recorded the one that went up 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. And then 2 weeks ago, we were going to put up the Apex episode. I don't know what ended up happening. Shofu, I don't know what happened, but it didn't go up.
You got lost in the darkness.
That's a perfect excuse.
Down. I had to take it for myself.
But the episode is still there. Don't worry, guys. Like, we will upload it eventually. But we'll probably just upload it when there's a down week, because that's what we were going to do last time anyway. But this week, because there's so many pictures, we're just going to talk about them in chunks. We're going to talk about the important ones and just go from there. So without any further ado, let's get right into the pictures. So we're going to start off with the assist trophy updates that we got for the past couple weeks. I'm going to link in the Skype chat so you guys know what we're talking about. And I will also link in the Twitch chat for those of you guys who want to follow along. So the first picture that we're going to talk about is Waluigi's confirmation as an assist trophy again, and that was on 2/27. It was on February 27th. We got the confirmation that Waluigi is not going to be a playable character. So are you guys happy about the fact that he's not going to be upgraded, or are you happy with him just as an assist trophy? What's going on?
Honestly, don't care.
I was actually really surprised by the amount of people that really wanted Waluigi to be a playable character, but I'm kind of happy he's returning as an assist trophy and going to be in the game regardless, rather than him not being in it at all.
And there were a lot of people that were kind of getting angry about this, saying, in fact, there was like a Miiverse, at least I think there was like a little Miiverse protest that went on about Waluigi, wasn't there?
I believe so. I don't really get on Miiverse all that often, but I think around the time that I got on to check to see what the updates were for late February, and I saw that, and just the amount of people not really protesting, but like arguing and being angry about him just being nothing more than an assist trophy, it was kind of astounding.
Yeah, and it's ridiculous.
I don't know how much Waluigi looks.
Yeah, I don't know, but I know people were drawing funny Miiverse pictures and things like that. But anyway, the next assist trophy we're going to talk about is Andross. So we got the confirmation of Andross returning as an assist trophy on March 17th, so just a couple days. Or was it the 17th or was it the 27th? I don't know. That might have been a typo thingy. Either way, Andross has been reconfirmed as an assist trophy. I'm kind of surprised they still haven't upgraded him from the classic Star Fox look to like the Star Fox 64, Star Fox Assault look. I don't know. I'm fine with this. It's kind of like whatever, neither here nor there. If you guys want to talk about it, chime in. Otherwise,
I think
I'm
that's
just gonna...
dope. I always liked Andross in the Star Fox series.
Yeah.
I liked his model in Star Fox Adventure. I don't know if anyone's actually played it and beat it, but.
That's
he looks
where
really
he's
cool in that one.
He's like, General Scale.
Yeah, exactly. No but it was pretty dope, though. I mean, it's cool that they're bringing him back, though. The darkness is pleased.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah, I like it. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Young Andross always had the swag. You know, anything that's easy to beat Shofu with. You know what I mean? Shofu's eating. You know what I mean? You know, it's light work.
Right. Yep. I don't even know what just happened there. But that's
lies being told.
What'd you say, Shofu?
Said all these lies being told right now.
I know. but the next assist trophy we will talk about, this was for 324. And the reason I'm saying we might talk about is I don't know if he's an assist trophy or an item. And that is the Kukos from Zelda. So the little chickens in Zelda, the Kuko or Cuckoo, or how do you say them? How do you say their name? Does anyone know?
I think it's Cuckoo.
One person at a time, please.
Kukos.
I believe it's pronounced Kukos.
Okay.
Kukos, whatever.
Okay. Kukos. All right. Well, either way, we got their confirmation that they are going to be in the game in some way, either as an item or as an assist trophy. Sakurai said in the pick of the day, never bully Kukos. Seriously, attacking them is out of the question. This has always been the cardinal rule of the Legend of Zelda series. So I can assume that basically when they arrive on field, if you attack them, a giant swarm is going to fly down and attack a bunch of people, which I think is awesome. Like, I think this is a perfect idea for a Smash Brothers either assist trophy or a character item or things like that. If Duncan was here, I'm sure he'd go on a Zelda rant, but he's not because he doesn't play Smash Brothers. He's a little, I'm not going to say it because it's a happy family-friendly show, but...
from the looks of it, I feel it will be more of an assist trophy.
You think so?
Yeah, because it will cause a hazard. Yeah, because it will cause a hazard for the people to interact with one another. Because if the Kukos is there, do you really want to attack your opponent and risk that chance?
Well, I mean, the soccer ball drops down and you hit the soccer ball and it like erupts in fire and bounces all over the place. So sometimes you hit things and things go berserk with the other items that have already been revealed. But
is if you hit the Kukos or what? If you hit if you throw it out once, it has one individual one on the arena or the stage. And if you hit it, fly out, kind of like the Latios and Latias Pokeballs from Brawl, like in that fashion, that would be nice to see.
I feel like it's going to be something that, walks around the field and, it takes up damage after, a really long time. And, the last person that hit it is the one that gets mobbed with a bunch of chickens.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, too, yeah.
I think... it'd be funny if they blew up.
They blew up? What?
Exploding chicken.
One in every 100 just
that'd be
like
funny.
A bomb. That would be funny.
Yeah.
One in every 100 just works like a bomb.
Wait a minute. Shofu, what do you think, since you're the one that's going to be losing the most? What do you think about it?
Oh, my God.
Wait, did somebody say something?
That's exactly how you should just take that, Shofu. All right, so with that, we are pretty much done with assist trophy updates, and we are going to move into item updates. So a lot of the items, minus the very last one, are all returning items, but they all sort of got upgrades. They all look different. We talked about this last episode with the home run bat, and this happened a lot in the past couple weeks, old items getting new looks. So the first one we're going to talk about is the bumper that was revealed on March 4th. So the bumper, as you guys know, is sort of like the item you throw onto the stage. You walk into it, it bashes you to the other side of the stage into the opposite direction. It causes chaos and mayhem all over the place whenever people summon it. And I think it looks pretty cool. It's like the new redesign, I think, looks pretty cool. It's red. The back looks like I don't know, it looks more like a bumper now, almost like a landmine even, it kind of looks like a big kind of honking thing. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the big honking thing redesign, as Roger would put it.
Pause. But Sakurai just said, the bumper's back with a detailed new design. This also means there will be no flippers. So the flippers were the little spinny things from Balloon Fight that also were in Melee. We haven't seen them in any other game. And I guess they're not going to be back now. But Sakurai also put in another pick of the day with this. And he said, here's the backside of the bumper. There's no, there's no way. I'm reading this wrong. Okay, here's the backside of the bumper. There's way too much detail put into the side that you can't really see. The designers really went overboard. Which is a good sign to me, because some of the screenshots recently have been like hit or miss in terms of like design and like detail. Like, I can't think of the one in particular, but one of them I remember seeing the polygons of a character and I was like, whoa, no, that looks terrible. This isn't looking good. But of course the game is a work in progress. But if the bumper looks this good, then I think it's a good sign. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we just got another person joining us. Mr. Styles is finally here, joining the Japan Time crew once again. Styles, say hi.
Hey!
It was cool talking to you, Stu Styles. See you later, I guess.
Oh, can I be heard right now?
Yeah, now you can be heard.
My bad, I'll plug in my mic real quick.
That's fine.
Stop it.
That's fine. All right, so we are just moving on from the bumper item into the motion sensor bomb item. So on 3/13, on March 13th, Sakurai re-revealed the motion sensor bomb, and it looks a lot less like a GoldenEye bomb now, and more like a Smash-specific looking thing. It's got little arm tendril things sticking out of the side of it. Donkey Kong's looking at it like an idiot because he's going to get blown up. I don't know, and that's about it regarding the motion sensor bomb. I mean, if one of you guys has something to chime in, feel free.
They look like the those egg hatchers from Star Fox Assault in like the very first level, I think.
The Aparoid. Oh,
yeah, the Aparoid egg hatches, they look like that.
Yeah, you know, it kind of does. I'm looking at it. You're kind of right. It does. With the purple and the red.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. So Sakurai's official quote for this was, the tiny motion sensor bomb is hard to see. If you get any closer, it's dangerous. I warned you. But it actually looks easier to see this time around because of the primary colors. I feel like before, yeah, it was gray. And so if someone dropped it on like a Star Fox stage or something like that, it'd be a little harder to see. But
Didn't it flash like green too? Like,
I think briefly it does. I think it flashes green. Or I don't know if they added that in Brawl. I don't know. I never play with items on, so I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Yeah, exactly. I don't play with items either, so.
Most of us don't. And then on 3/17, I'm just going to fly through this one really quick. We got the confirmation of the Smash Ball returning. Even though this was something we already knew and we already saw Final Smashes for a couple characters, we just finally got a good look at the Smash Ball in-game. So Kirby and Mario are fighting for it in the picture. And that's it. Yeah, there's nothing else to that Smash
Ball. Luigi, not Mario.
Oh, Luigi. I'm sorry. I was doing it from memory because I'm not looking at the picture. And I reviewed. Oh, it was Luigi. Wow, people will kill me for saying that wrong. But Sakurai's little quote was, that item that brings victory one step closer. Of course everyone wants it. Come to think of it, I haven't introduced any of the Final Smashes yet. Then again, if I introduced every single one, it'd take over a month's worth of posts. So that's the only thing that I think is maybe worth talking about regarding this picture, is people said, oh, okay, more than 30 characters confirmed. Because he says, if I took time to introduce every single one, it would take over a month's worth. So people were saying, oh, so there's got to be at least 30 characters. Not like I think that would be any like big shock to anyone, because didn't Brawl have more than 30 characters?
Brawl has 35.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't understand why people were shocked by that. But but yeah, people were really surprised by the fact that it's going to be a big roster. But I don't know. I feel like when Sakurai said he might cut characters, he didn't say he would. He just said that he might, you know, if time, you know, doesn't work in their favor, he might have to cut some characters. But I feel like overall, there's no other characters that really to add other than the interesting, unique ones that he's adding in the game. You know, he's not going to add a lot of characters, but even if he didn't add that many characters, there's already a lot included in this game. There's already, I think, how many? Like 25 that we got confirmed right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're good. So the next picture, 3/26, this is like the one cool item reveal picture, is the Ore Club from Kid Icarus Uprising. So, Dan, do you want to talk about this?
Sure, yeah. So this is not Kid Icarus Uprising. What do you want to know?
I don't know. Like, what item from Kid Icarus Uprising, what did it do in-game? What was the kind of thing it did in-game? How powerful was it in-game? Because I don't remember. I didn't really play Kid Icarus Uprising.
I'm not multiplayer.
I did single player.
I'm not the biggest fan of that game, so I'll be totally honest. I know what the various items were, like there were the clubs, there were the orbitals, the other things, but I didn't use the clubs very much. They weren't exactly my favorite things to use. What is interesting about those clubs, though, is they did a lot of damage and they had a good range to them, but they were, like, when you were on the ground, they were a bit clunky and a bit hefty to use, in my opinion.
Because the one item I used to use all the time was the Aurum. Did any of you guys play Kid Icarus Uprising other than the two of us?
I played it, but I never went far.
I didn't have enough money to pick it up.
So, Styles, you did.
Like, I played it, but I never got far.
Oh, okay. Because the one item I always really liked to use was the palms. Like, you get the items where he basically just shoots stuff out of his hand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those were the best. And that would make for an awesome item if, like, characters put on these palms and they kind of work like the gun or something like that.
But I think that, like, the clubs, like, would really work for something like Smash Brothers.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, this is by no means a bad item choice. And Sakurai even mentioned, he said, here's the giant attack item. It's made of minerals mined in the Mountain of the Gods. This bulky weapon can even unleash tornadoes. So the reason I asked you what it did in game is because I didn't remember it making tornadoes before. I must have, because he said, I guess Sakurai's game Kid Icarus Rising, so he would know. but I don't remember that thing shooting off tornadoes. But also, another thing about this picture that's interesting to note is this is the first time we've actually seen the platform of the Kid Icarus stage on Wii U. So we saw the little bit of Palutena's statue, but we never saw like the actual platform you battle on. And it looks like kind of similar to the Skyworld stage from Brawl. And it's got this like little curvy pole with a twirl on it and some vine going up it. So I don't know. It could be a nice little like basic stage so long as they don't add hazards or they don't have the clouds again. What'd you say?
I said Sonic is holding it, so that makes him badass too.
It's true. Someone in the chat actually just said we haven't seen a Sonic picture in a while, and I feel like, yeah, we did. We just did a couple days ago with the Orc Clubs. All right, so what else is next? Let's see. I think that's it for items. And in fact, I think none of us really even care about items that much. So let's move on to the good stuff. Let's move on to the stage updates. So the first stage update I'm going to talk about, we actually didn't list on show notes, but it's one I know Dan wanted to talk about, and we had mentioned it before the show. And that is the four-picture stage update of the Super Mario 3D Land stage on the 3DS game. So, Dan, do you sort of want to talk about what he revealed with this?
Sure. So what he did, like you said, he did four pictures of this. And what we saw in the first picture was a very clear, like, 2D, like, environment. And I don't necessarily know how this will play. So he says through side-scrolling. I don't know how it will cross over from one section to the next. Because first, there are very obvious scenery. You'll see Peach's castle and everything. But then it moves over to these four stages, like floating from midair. So I'm not sure how that will transition over from one stage to the next. So that's something I'm not necessarily sure about.
Well, I know it's side-scrolling, and we'd even been told that it was side-scrolling before, so that wasn't any new information. But the stuff where it uses like the 3D depth of the 3DS is, I think, really cool, like when it goes down into the valleys. So yeah. I think he mentioned at one point that like there's stone blocks on either side, and you're just basically on this one platform, and you go sort of into the background. You're like flying into the background through these canyons. I think that'll look really cool.
That's the one thing that very interests me indeed. And then it moves on to like back to side-scrolling where you move down like a downhill and then it goes back to the platforms again. I think the last one, we saw something of that like somewhat similar.
Yeah, so it was the one we've seen a little glimpse of this, and that's when Bowser and a couple of the characters are fighting on the platform from the water. So like they're hovering over the water. And there's these giant spike things that come out of the ground to attack them. And then finally, when it loops back around, and actually, here's the picture of it right now, and you're seeing it on the Twitch stream, and he actually says, Sakurai says, and finally you get back on rails to go further into the stage. It takes roughly 2 minutes to complete a lap, and at the end you go into a giant pipe that takes you back to the beginning. I know this sequence goes above and beyond a traditional pick of the day, so consider this one a little something extra on the side from me. So very nice of him to have four pick of the days that day. That was pretty cool, because I feel like he could have just done one of those, and we all would have been very disappointed. So putting four of them together, I think, is kind of nice. There's also one other stage picture that I want to mention before we get into the three new stages that were revealed, and that is the Gerudo Valley stage. So we finally got confirmation that the Gerudo Valley Zelda stage on 3DS is actually run by Twin Rova, which is the boss from the Spirit Temple, right? From Ocarina of Time?
Yes.
Right. And so one has ice powers, one has fire powers, and basically they're going to be flying around the stage. So way, way, way long time ago, I think in like the first or second episode of the show, there was a picture of Gerudo Valley and it looked like it was on fire that we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this clearly has to do with that. So I'm assuming Kum or Kotake, whichever one is the one that shoots fire out of her magic staff, is going to set the stage on fire, and the other one will probably make it slippery or something like that. But just wanted to bring that up because I know people were talking about the Gerudo Valley stage and talking about whether the fire was from like Mario's Final Smash or something like that. All right, so let's get into the actual good big stage updates. One is Tortimer Island. So this was revealed on March 7th, and it is the Animal Crossing stage for 3DS. So we actually got a tiny glimpse of this stage a couple weeks ago, or more than a couple weeks ago. I think this was a couple months ago.
I think I was on that episode.
Yeah, you were on that episode, yeah. So that was the one with Cap'n on the boat, where Cap'n's singing and things like that. And we were talking about, well, is it ever going to dock at the island? So it seems like, sure enough, yeah, they are going to dock the boat at the island, or it's going to be something that appears and then disappears every once in a while. And this is going to be the Animal Crossing stage for the 3DS. So I don't. It seems like a way cooler stage than the one that it's been, they're getting in the Wii U version. I mean, Smashville's great for a competitive, you know, from a competitive standpoint, it's great. But I think the Tortimer Island stage looks pretty cool. So Sakurai says, I've been here countless times. I cannot talk today. I keep like slurring my words. He says, I've been here countless times to catch bugs. What a beautiful day. On this stage, fighters are randomly placed on a different island layout every time they visit. Yar, come back anytime, will ye? So that was my horrible Cap'n impression. And I think it's kind of interesting, too, that this stage changes every single time. So I'm assuming the trees are going to be the new platforms, the trees and the bushes, because you can kind of see the trees don't look like Animal Crossing trees. They have, like, weird horizontal bushes on them. Yeah. So I didn't notice that the first time I saw this, but someone had pointed that out to me, that I guess the trees and the bushes are going to be the actual platforms for the stage. So I think that's going to be kind of neat. Do you guys have anything to say about this?
No.
Nope.
I mean, it looks like a, I don't want to say generic stage, but if anything, the way you were talking about the ship moving around, if it visits different islands, quote unquote, if that happens, it'll kind of feel to me personally like a Rainbow Cruise, and I like that stage. So if anything, I'm probably going to like this stage too.
Cool. All right. Well, then we're going to move into the next stage. This is the one I know most of you guys are probably very happy about because we got a lot of Pokemon players on the show this week, and that is Lumio City from Pokemon X and Y. So this was revealed on March 11th. We got a sneak peek of the entire city from like an overhead view, but this actually went into more detail just yesterday, actually. We're recording this on Saturday. This just went up on Friday, and Sakurai posted a picture of it. So basically, it works like Delfino Plaza. There's a platform. You start off on the ground in front of the Lumio City Gym, and then you travel around the city. I'm assuming you drop off at different points, probably in front of like the cafe or in front of the Battle Institute or something like that. Maybe in front of like Team Flair headquarters or whatever. And then you just circle around the city, and there's a day and night cycle. So the city goes from daytime to nighttime, which you see in the first picture, to sort of like later in the day where it's almost dusk. So Sakurai clearly put a lot of work into this stage. It looks really, really cool. Circles around the Eiffel Tower. And actually, in the last picture where it looks like Dusk, it doesn't look like Lumiose Tower. It looks like some kind of like Team Flare looking thing. So maybe it's just the tip of Lumiose Tower. I'm not entirely sure. But there's like these weird yellow and black things that go around the platforms. And it sort of has like a Team Flare vibe to me. So what do you guys think of this stage? This is obviously one that you guys are going to want to talk about.
I don't know. It reminds me of Halberd from Bro.
With like the one flat platform.
Yeah, the Metanite one. Remember how like it starts on the ground and descends, and then you actually get on the halberd.
Well, did you like halberd?
Yeah, it was fine. Honestly, I just didn't like the hazards.
Well, this doesn't look like it's gonna have hazards. This looked, like I said, a lot more like a Delfino Plaza stage where it just sort of like goes back and forth and then travels around. So I don't know. I like it. I think it's awesome.
I was kind of hoping for maybe like how it is in game, where there's a blackout in Lumiose. If you haven't played Pokemon, there's a blackout in Lumiose City for a good portion of the game. And I was hoping that instead of going from day to dusk, instead one of the cycles was you go to the part of the city that has the blackout occurring.
Oh, you know, that would make sense, because people were actually saying in the chat just now, why aren't there any people in any of the pictures? That could be why. It's because people weren't allowed in those areas during blackouts in game.
Not only that, but the blackout took place near the Lumiose Tower. So, you know, it could probably be like a sequence where I guess like they're trying to restore the electricity and have electricity going haywire and try to attack the stage. I think
that would be cool. Just,
so then people got like, shrouded at
dark. What Metroid stage was that had the like lights all on the stage go out? I want to say it was Norfair, but I'm not 100%.
Oh, no, you're thinking of the one with the Parasite Queen that flips the stage.
That stupid Metroid stage, I hate that stage, bro. I hate it so much.
I was just thinking of how the whole entire lights go out and you can only see small portions around your character. Maybe it'd be something like that for the blackout effect.
Sure. That would work. Or even maybe, because I can't really think of any other hazards other than what you guys mentioned with the electricity, but I think it would be kind of cool. Someone just said Diggersby hazard because you see a wild Diggersby in front of the... in front of the gym in game, so maybe a Diggersby like makes an earthquake or something like that. But
please, no stage hazards, please.
No, I don't want stage hazards either. I'm just like saying maybe potential other things that could be in it. But aren't there like Go-Goats and Litleos running around when you go on the main path?
Yeah.
Like of the
yeah.
So maybe like yeah, they're attacked Go-Go. By those things.
Like by no, maybe they're just gonna be in the background running, minding their own business. Because in the game they're not really bothering you, right?
No, that's true. They're not. No. I hope that's like, or maybe you can get, oh, I completely forgot, taxis. Maybe you get run over by a taxi.
Oh, please no.
You know, I just thought of that, but I kept myself silent with that.
I completely forgot about the taxis in game. That's right. So, I don't know. We'll see. Someone said Talonflame's tape head. What?
I actually like the stage, but the, I thought, because I'm really bad with the name of the cities in X and Y, but the city where it takes place, where the Light of Ruin happens, where it just comes crashing down the city, I thought that would have been a pretty cool stage to happen. So, like, at some point during the stage, like, the Light of Ruin comes out, and it just comes crashing down at some random point in the stage. I think that would have been pretty cool.
That's Geosenge Town, right?
That's Geosenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that would have been cool.
Whoa, and we got someone calling in right now, so I'm going to put him on speaker real quick. Who could this be? Let's see who this is. Hello, you are live and on speaker right now, live on Japan Time. Who is this? Is this Mr. Ricky Cocaine?
Roger, what's going on?
What's wrong? I got strep throat. We're doing a live show right now. Have we ever done a call-in, guys? Here, everyone, say hello.
Hello, Ricky.
Hello, Ricky.
See, we're live right now. Hello, we're streaming. Ricky. We have 130 viewers.
Yo, man.
Send you.
I don't know what you're up to. I don't know if this is a joke or something.
This is not a joke.
Calm down. Listen, okay. Are we actually doing the show tonight?
We're having the show right now. Hello? I'm not messing with you.
I'm not in the kind of situation where I can be talking out loud.
What?
No, just pay attention. If we're doing the show tonight, there's a possibility I'll be able to make it.
Right? It's 7:52 our time. Ricky, we're in the middle of the show right now. Like, we're talking about the stages. We're almost, like, we're halfway done.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my, I won't make it in time. No way, no how. Okay, all right. Just, you tell the people I love them.
Okay.
Beyond words.
Okay.
You tell Shofu that owes me money.
Did you hear that?
You tell him he owes me. He said so. I hope I'm not actually, like...
You're live on air right now. You are live on air.
Maybe it's not registering that I'm actually on speaker or something right now, but freaking, you're crazy. You just let everybody know I'm going to try and make it.
All right. That's what we'll do. All right, okay. Ricky. Bye-bye. All right, everybody, that was Ricky Cocaine. He's going to try and make it, obviously, as you heard him.
Yes, we heard him very clear.
Oh, you could actually hear a lot of that? Good, because I wasn't sure if it sounded fuzzy or not. All right, good. Then let's get into the last stage update, which is I think the one that I'm most excited about and the most excited to talk about, at least.
I am, too.
Yeah, oh, sweet. All right, we all are then. Perfect. This was on 3/14, March 14th, and we got the reveal of the Tomodachi Collection stage. So I'm sure, like, most of you guys probably don't know what this is. Do you know what Tomodachi Collection is, Shizzy?
Wait. Where are we at again?
Tomodachi Collection. So this is March 14th.
Wasn't those know. Like those little pocket pet things you had or something like that?
Tomodachi?
Yeah.
No.
Should I explain this?
Yes. How about you explain it? Sure.
Sure. Because I put like 50 hours into this game, so I roughly know what this is.
Please tell
me. So Tomodachi Collection. Tomodachi actually means friend collection.
Yep.
All of you have this big apartment, and every single of this apartment, your Mii's live in there. This can be Mii's of your friends, of your family, whatever.
Jesus, Hitler, whatever. Tom Selleck.
Yeah, whoever you want. You give them outfit, you give them a house, you interact with them every single day, and you give them simple tasks to do, and this becomes like a whole like life sim basically around your own family and friends. It's really stupid and insane. Actually, it seems like it's coming to the West too, so that's actually awesome.
The localization was already announced, wasn't it? It got announced
It's announced by Nintendo of Europe.
Okay, well I guarantee you, if it's coming to Europe, it's coming to America. And I was going to mention about that is that with the Tomodachi Collection stage and with the Find Me stage that we've already seen and with the Pilot Wing stage that we've already seen and the fact that it's probably coming to the West and they're probably going to have an announcement for it on a Nintendo Direct and we haven't gotten a Nintendo Direct in a while and April's coming up, I was thinking maybe for April 1st they would do a Nintendo Direct with the Tomodachi Collection announcement for the West along with a Nintendo Direct trailer of the Mii as a newcomer.
I'm going to say no and give us Yoshi, please.
Well, we thought Yoshi's the reason that we didn't record last week, because we were going to record expecting a reveal of either Yoshi or Wario. Like, In fact, I publicly bet Warchamp on this on Twitter. I was like, I'm sure there's going to be a character reveal of either Snake, Wario, or Yoshi, because all those games were being coming out in Japan that day. Ground Zeroes and Yoshi's New Island. And Mario Party. So I'm like, we're definitely going to get an announcement of one of those three. And when we didn't, I don't know, it just seems like, well, there's probably going to be an Nintendo Direct soon. And Tomodachi Collection is something they got to announce. And there's too many signs to a Mii playable character now that I feel like we just had to discuss this.
I'm not sure if there will be, like, Mii's in the game. But it's weird that these stages seemed empty without the Mii's in there.
For sure.
Because it seems that they are fighting like at the attic at one of those like one of rows of 10 rooms that are walking across it. So when you are going through the stage, you see a couple of them surrounding the area.
So like, oh yeah, I forgot there are like those little houses with 10 rooms or whatever.
Yeah.
So you guys who are listening who don't know what this game is probably are like, what are they even talking about right now?
So I will say there's a big apartment building and a maximum of 100 Mii's can live in Tomodachi Collection.
Right.
And every row there are 10 rooms, like every hallway. And usually, when you are the player, you see it from the room's perspective. So you're already in the room and looking at the me. So what we're seeing now is that the characters are in front of the rooms. So it gives an idea of like a hallway of an attic aesthetic here.
Yeah, I like it. I think it looks cool. What do you guys think of the stage?
Looks super cramped.
Well, I'm sure it won't just be one room. I'm sure it's going to be multiple rooms.
Yeah, I pretty much feel that it will be like an attic or a hallway with those 10 rooms, and you can see like things happening surrounding it.
Yeah.
Unless they make it like have you seen like those old dollhouses where you can open them up and then like you see every single section of the room? Maybe the stage will probably be like that, or like there's different rooms all over the stage, and like when you jump up, you get into different rooms and stuff. Well,
that's what I think, because clearly they're standing on a platform, because you see like their shadows and everything like that. They're not just like trophies in like a model room, like in Melee or in Brawl or whatever, where you could model your trophies in a little playset, mm-hmm. which is what a lot of people thought. These are clearly playable characters. And what I think it's probably going to be is, you know how in Luigi's Mansion you could jump up through the floor even though the floor is solid?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's basically going to work like Luigi's Mansion, where you have all these little rooms that you could go between, you know, but you just jump in between them.
Yeah, that's how I was thinking too, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. It kind of reminds me of like a sitcom, you know, when you have like different rooms in the same set and you just kind of like shift it around according to what scene you're in. So you might like shift it around or whatever, and different rooms may actually do something. I mean, I don't know. It's a possibility.
Sure.
It'd be really cool if they showed the outside with like a big white van parked right outside.
That'd be pretty. Really? Party van, really? Right. Well, that's it for stages then. Let's get into what we're actually going to talk about. We're going to talk about right now some of the big game mechanic changes. Wow, this is the part that Shufu's not here for. Wow, okay. Well, oh well. This is the part that he definitely would be interested in. So what we're going to talk about first is for 224. This was February 24th, and it's a picture of Diddy's Up B. So at first, a lot of people, when they saw the picture, thought it was kind of like nothing. But in actuality, this is something kind of important, because now Diddy's Up B can launch more horizontally, as Sakurai said in the Miiverse pic of the picture.
So isn't that like Project Melee's Diddy Kong Up B?
Exactly. Yes.
So like people. So I guess it's like the Diddy Kong main. That's actually a big thing.
That's a huge thing. Yeah. Because yeah, Diddy Kong's really recovery in Brawl was not good.
Doesn't this go straight up and give you like a little bit of like directional influence?
Yeah, you can curve just a little bit, but now it sounds like it's going to be working a lot more like Project M's, which is great. So that's definitely good. See, this is what we keep saying, that like he's taking things from Project M that people wanted. So clearly he's aware of the modding scene. So the next picture was for 226, and this is extremely important. This is something, if Zeph was here, I'm sure he'd be going ham on us right now. Combo attacks now have finishing moves. So,
what? Wow.
What? Wow. So, yeah, so the infinites, basically, where you could just hold down A and Falco would like flip his wings, or Fox would kick, things like that, now have finisher moves to them. So Fox will do like a more powerful kick, or Little Mac, we actually saw this in his trailer, does multiple punches and then one last punch, which sort of acts like a kind of finishing move. And Sakurai's actual quote of the day on the day of that picture said, "Now consecutive standard attacks will always transition into a finishing move. This is Fox's finishing kick after a standard combo attack." And it looks like it's doing quite a bit of damage to Samus. And I don't know. I think it's great. I think it's great that they're finally thinking about getting rid of infinites and changing up the game. I don't know. Shizzy, what did you ever think about infinites? Is Shizzy here? Hello?
I was on the phone. What happened?
I was asking, what did you think about infinites in Brawl and in Melee? And like, are you happy that they're actually now fixed for, fixed, quote unquote, for Super Smash Bros. 4 now that they have finishing moves at the end?
It's cool, but it sucks because like a lot of people spent a whole lot of time learning how to do them. You know what I mean? So
I hear like it's kind of like spitting in their face, but.
Well, you just hold down A. I mean, when you're doing an infinite, you just hold down A and then you do it.
I think it's just catch him in a corner too. Just spam it.
Completely different. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's cool. I guess that's cool. It's just gonna take away the option of like trapping somebody in a corner and just utterly obliterating them. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, I mean, that's about it. That's basically the only bad thing about it. But it's whatever. You know what I mean? I don't really care.
It's good because a lot of I don't want to say straight up combos, but a lot of combos that were integrated in Brawl and in Melee, where you had to time your infinites to actually not wait on the cooldown for a certain move, I guess, wouldn't be the right way to put it. But if you were using, like, let's say Sheik's side B, if you wanted to use her side B, like, right after an infinite, you'd have to time it really well, or else your opponent would be a little bit out of your range for your infinite, and they would be able to jump and then avoid the side B, which was really nice.
Mm.
So I'm glad to see the finishers, actually.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. I think the finishers are cool. So,
yep, same. Oh.
So then,
does that mean like people like Fox, Sheik, Falco, do they get like more damage with their A butt jab?
Because
they're getting the conceptual hit, and then like they get in the finish afterwards. So I don't even know.
I mean, I'm sure the finishing move will probably do more damage, but I think it's just to, like, luck it out of it. I don't know. Shofu, what do you think?
I think that I'm not counting money right now, so I must not be doing the right activity. I gotta go.
No. What? We're talking about, first off, do you know what we're talking about?
You're talking about the finishing moves, right?
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
What do you think about them? Because we all gave our
opinion. I think it's good because characters like Kirby and Fox, those moves were complete ass. They were terrible. You can't do, like, now you can actually use them. They're not like risking anymore.
Right, because before you would lock in and you would
before
just
before you would just block. Yeah. You just block and grab.
Sure.
Now there's
a way to get out. And then, were you here when we talked about Diddy Kong, by the way? When you did the new up B with the horizontal movement? Okay, right on, cool. So then we're going to move on to the next game mechanic change picture, and this is for 3-6, March 6th. It's Little Mac's side smash attack. So Sakurai says, pick of the day, Little Mac's side smash attack is a straight right punch, but it can transform into an uppercut if you tilt diagonally upward or a body hook if you tilt diagonally downward. The body hook is the most devastating of these moves, and it doesn't blast the opponents away. The trick in activating these punches is to avoid tilting the controls diagonally from the get-go. Instead, tilt up or down right away after the smash attack starts kicking in. You can also tilt up or down while you're powering up. So, the only thing I'm kind of confused about regarding this is all side smash, well, not all of them, but a lot of side smash attacks already have it where you can, like, adjust whether it goes diagonally or not, can't you?
Yeah, you can, but not. This is like three different attacks, though.
So he's basically giving him three full different hooks, like three whole different attacks.
Yeah, he has three forward smashes.
That's crazy.
But yeah, you're right. You can angle your side smashes usually.
Yeah.
Up, down, in, up, middle, down.
The way he worded it, I was like confused at first because I didn't know if he was just like pointing that out or if he was saying that he has three different moves, but he is saying that he's got three different moves.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Like,
is everyone
Little Mac
keeping
ground game.
The same
I've
moves?
Been saying it forever.
What'd you say?
No, I'll let Chris go. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying Little Mac. I've been saying it since he was announced. Little Mac's ground game is friggin' ridiculous. He's really strong.
What I was saying, since there's a 3DS version and a Wii U version, so I'm guessing each characters are keeping the same moves in both games, then?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Roster's the same, moves are the same, all that stuff is the same. Yeah. So the next picture, this is for March 12th, and this is Zelda's Din's Fire. So first off, we got confirmation that, yes, she has Din's Fire again. People were talking about that... that statue thing that looked like she summoned it in one of the pictures when she was first revealed a couple months ago. No, she does not. Her B-side is still Din's Fire. And Sakurai mentions Din's Fire is now stronger in its core. The farther it's projected, the bigger and more powerful it will be. but you need to hit foes with the core if you want to make them fall. So I can't tell if this is a buff or a nerf because of his wording. Is he saying that, like, the actual range of the attack is smaller, but it's more powerful now?
That's definitely a buff.
You think it's a buff then?
Yeah.
No, it's more than so a buff. It's really, it's making it much more viable to use now than any of her, like, especially Zelda players, instead of using Sheik, if they want to use Zelda's magic attacks, Dinfire was pretty much the go-to one, and this is her main damage dealer, so if it's getting buffed, Zelda as a whole is getting buffed, which in turn means Sheik is getting buffed as well.
Which is going to be good when we finally get a Sheik reveal, if we get a Sheik reveal. But that would definitely be good.
If she's in the game.
The only thing is, because a lot of people early Brawl days, I remember this. I mean, not so much now, but early Brawl days were like always mad about people who would spam Din's Fire. Like even in Project M, people are giving Project M flack for Zelda being able to set up the Din's Fire mines. And I'm like, I'm not calling out people for that. Like I play Zelda a lot of the time and I do that. Like I totally am the person who sets up Din's Fire mines all the way that you gotta get around. But I don't know. I feel like some people are upset that this is getting buffed. Like, I understand that it's good for the character, and I'm happy that it's getting buffed, and, like, you guys seem happy that it's getting buffed, too. But a lot of people are kind of mad because it's, like, a spammable kind of attack that it's going to almost be broken. But I think that's not something you can really know until the game comes out, but I just wanted to hear your guys' opinion on it.
Well, if you... he said if you have to hit your opponent with the core to make them fall, right?
Right.
So you can't make them just fall by the explosion. That's, I mean, it's kind of, I would say that part is a slight nerf to it, but the overall damage change to it makes it almost unnecessary or unneeded because it's going to be stronger if you hit them with the core. And most experienced Zelda players already know to hit people with the core to get most potential on the knockout.
Mm. Well, there you go then.
Definitely.
Well, we're going to move on then to the last game mechanic change picture, and this is for 320 for March 20th, and it's Diddy's Peanut Pop Gun. So, long story short, before when you would hold Diddy's gun, it would explode, but damage wouldn't be dealt to your opponents. And now damage will be done to your opponents if they're close enough when the gun explodes. And it obviously isn't very viable because you got to hold it down for so long. But what do you guys think?
But it's good that they've added it in as a move.
As an option.
It's not like a move by itself. No. It's part of it.
Sure, it's part of the pop.
Yeah. So it's it doesn't hurt him at all, but it's good. I like it.
Yeah, and actually he mentions in the pick of the day description, it'll be difficult to hit your target with it, but when you succeed, the explosion will really blow your enemies away. Give it a shot when you break someone's shield. So I read that differently the first time I read it. I read it, give it a shot to break someone's shield, and I thought it was like a shield breaking kind of move, but it's not. It's after they break their shield, then it does a lot of damage. So cool. Yeah. All right, then the last two pictures we're gonna have up before we get into listener questions, and we're only gonna do a couple of them because this episode's actually kind of running pretty long, is the two pictures of Little Mac. The first one is of chubby Little Mac from Captain Rainbow. That was revealed on March 10th, and of Phosphora from Kid Icarus Uprising. So we'll start with the Little Mac one. Did you guys know what this was from when you first saw it?
Not at all, actually.
Yeah, so...
I was one of the people who went, oh, okay.
Yeah, me too. So was Josh, who's actually been on the show before. Josh Thomas of the BitBlock freaked out when this picture went up, because now he's like, oh, Captain Rainbow for Smash Brothers? Captain Rainbow for Smash Brothers? But Captain Rainbow, for those of you guys who don't know, is a character from a Japanese exclusive game where you basically...
Made by Skip,
yeah, which is one of... Is it like a second party or a first party?
It's technically a second party.
Okay, so it's one of Nintendo's second parties. And it's basically a game where you run around an island filled with Nintendo characters that were forgotten or who just sort of like never really got their time in the spotlight. And they all have different dreams. And they all have different goals that they want to accomplish. And as Captain Rainbow, this like washed up superhero, you have to go help them achieve their goals. And so in the game, at the time the game came out, there was no new Punch-Out game. So Little Mac was a character that people hadn't seen in like 14 years, and he clearly got very fat in the game, and your goal in the game was to help him train and get fit again. So I think it's funny that they showed it and represented it as a trophy, but I think it'd be even funnier if they made him like an alternate costume for Little Mac, if you have this really fat little fighter like running around punching people.
I kind of feel that this was also published in a response from Japan about Little Mac reveal.
What was the response from Japan? People didn't like it?
Well, half of the people didn't know who Little Mac was. Mm. And other half of like, oh, the character from Captain Rainbow?
What? Did Punch-Out never reveal release there?
It did, but it wasn't as popular as like North America and Europe.
Weird, because I remember there's a Game Center CX episode on Punch-Out. And like I've watched that episode multiple times, so I thought that I thought it was like just as popular was here.
But like the real hardcore like gaming forums in Japan, and I watched a few of them, mostly have been, who is this character?
That's crazy.
It's so funny that you should say that, because when I first saw that character, I was like, oh, it's the little guy from the, you know, the boxing game. I sounded straight like a parent. I had no idea what his name was.
You mean when you saw Little Mac's trailer?
I'm so serious.
Sounded like a parent.
Oh man!
So it's really funny. It's really funny that like a week after they post this picture of the trophy of Captain Rainbow.
Yeah. Immediately after that happened. Yeah, you're right. Of Little Mac from Captain Rainbow. So we'll see. I don't know. Maybe we'll get more Captain Rainbow representation. I mean, he'd make for a funny character. But what'd you say, Shofu?
What the heck is Captain Rainbow?
Were you not listening to that whole conversation I just made?
No, I was. But what does he look like?
He looks like how you think Captain Rainbow would look. He's like in spandex and he's rainbow. I mean, he's like, there's no other way to describe him. I'll put a picture, obviously, for the edited podcast of what Captain Rainbow looks like here. But yeah, Shizzy just linked it. There we go. There we go. Yeah.
Never seen him before.
You have seen him before?
No, I've never seen him before.
Oh yeah.
He looks like a gay Ultraman.
Yeah, he does.
Well, he'd make for an interesting character regardless, I think. The only thing is he uses like a yo-yo as his primary weapon, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, so it's kind of like Ness. All right, so the last picture we're going to talk about, this is from March 21st. And this is actually another trophy picture, but it got people talking basically about Palutena once again, because it's a picture of Phosphora, who's a character from Kid Icarus Uprising. And it says, pick of the day, the most powerful commander of the forces of nature, Lightning Flash Phosphora. And there's actually two pictures here. There's one where it's zoomed in on the character model and one where it's sort of pulled out. And Sakurai says, the detail in her scarf is amazing. So two things about this picture. One, a lot of people were mentioning like, oh, it's great that he's really putting a lot of detail into trophies this time around. Like, because a lot of the trophies in previous games have either been rips of models from other, you know, games in those franchises. So I know the trophies from like Barrel Blast and things like that were all just ripped straight from the game. And a lot of other games sort of had like those lazy trophy rips. But it looks like trophies are now like really finely designed, beautiful little sculptures like they were back in Melee. Because in Melee, they weren't character rips either. They were like nicely designed little sculptures. So it's cool that we're sort of going back to that instead of just being like model rips. But the other thing that people were talking about is that we've seen the Kid Icarus Uprising Wii U stage. We've seen the Kid Icarus Uprising 3DS stage with Viridi. We've seen Phosphora. We have still yet to see Medusa, Palutena, or Magnus, who a lot of people are saying are probably the best possible Kid Icarus Uprising representatives. And of course, that was that Palutena quote-unquote leak from a couple weeks ago, or I guess that was like a couple months ago now at this point. But what do you guys think? Because I know a lot of you guys weren't on that episode. Me and Shofu, and I think maybe Dan was on the episode when we talked about the Palutena leak. But what do you guys think about Palutena being in the game from Kid Icarus? Or what other Kid Icarus characters do you want to see? And who do you think would be cooler, Medusa, Palutena, or Magnus?
Well, my favorite would be Hades, but...
Or Hades, of course! Wow, I didn't even mention Hades, of course.
How dare you not mention Hades, Hades, sir. Or
Magnus. Sorry.
What'd you say?
I said either Hades or Magnus would be a great addition.
See, I as soon as you said Hades, that totally that struck a chord with me because he would actually be kind of perfect. But I feel like Sakurai kind of wants to put in more female characters. He even mentioned in the reveal of Rosalina that he's really happy with all the female characters that he's added this time around with We Fit Trainer and Rosalina. And I don't know. I think this might be an opportunity for him to add another girl. So if not Palutena, maybe even Medusa. And Medusa has a longer standing sort of in the series than Hades does, doesn't he? Hades wasn't in a previous game, was he?
No, Hades was never in the original game.
Yeah, so I think Medusa is probably a little bit more iconic. But I don't know. Then again, like with some of the retro stuff that we've been seeing.
We also need more villains, too.
Yeah, we do. By the way, Chris, you're on air with us right now, so I'm going to say kudos to you for calling Mother Brain all the way back at Apex. I put in a little thing in the Apex episode when people it for calling you on that, but like that was a really good call because none of us, I think, saw Mother Brain coming.
I kind of saw it because I knew we weren't, there was like very little to no chance of us getting Ridley or us getting Kraid on any stage. So I kind of figured if we were going to have anything else from Metroid, it would probably be Mother Brain.
Mm. Well, you called it. So with that, I'm going to open up the floor to listener questions, if there are any good listener questions, before we wrap up. And by the way, a lot of people in the chat are saying Palutena and Hades. So you are not alone with your love for Hades.
Right.
this guy, Big Daddy Cincinnati, said, I will kill someone for Hades. Seriously, I will kill someone.
Hades would approve of that. So.
Yeah, Hades would approve of that.
So does the darkness. I approve of that, too.
All right, so here, we got our first listener question. This is from PokerJoker811. It says, I sent this to you guys to your old email as a question, and I still want to know, how do you think a punch-out ring is supposed to work as a stage? You can't die off the bottom. You can't get knocked off the ring from the ground. With the audience, it's not clear if you can even kill someone off the sides in the first place. What does this even mean in terms of the game possibly being more vertical? Or does this just mean it's the dumbest stage ever? I think it just means it's the dumbest stage ever. I don't know.
You'll
definitely be able to die off the side.
Of course. It'll probably work like Bridge of Eldin or any of the other stages where you could die off the side.
But yeah, you can't. Not only maybe, that. Maybe they'll have a rule where you can't, like, leave the ring or something. I don't know.
Yeah, 10 seconds out of
the ring. In the ring, right? In all the trailers.
Huh? What?
We've seen people like run in the ring in all the different trailers. We've seen like Mario and Bowser run in the ring. We've seen.
But yeah, but isn't that like when them coming in?
Well, I guess that's true. Yeah, I have to look back at the Little Mac thing because I think Little Mac fought outside the ring first, but I don't know.
Oh, either way, I think. Too. Yeah, you can't die off the bottom. They've had stages where you can't die off the bottom.
Though. That's not something new, is it?
Like Mr. Game & Watch's stage.
Yeah. So like, the next.
Or Delfina.
Were you going to say something, Witch Doctor?
Oh, yeah, because it's like, maybe since it's like a Little Mac stage, if it's a ring and you can't, I mean, I'm pretty sure you could die off the sides, but like, since it's a Little Mac stage and he's a boxer, you could probably uppercut someone out of the stage. So maybe it's more made for him that way.
I could see that. What? Oh, actually, we saw that in the trailer. He knocks them vertically, so you can't get knocked vertically. Yeah, of course. All right, so the next question is from Umbreon DCIX. And it says, Roger, how would you feel about Bravely Default representation? Not in a playable character because the game is too new. I would expect a representation in the form of music or a stage or possibly far less likely an assist trophy. What's the cast's thoughts? So,
well, let's start with this. It's a Square Enix game officially.
Right. So that would actually technically be a third-party character even though Nintendo published it in America.
In America and Europe, they published a game, yeah.
It'd be the same kind of situation if it was Layton, right? Because Layton is a third-party character, technically, even though all his games are published in North America.
Because officially, those games are licensed to NOA and NOE.
Right.
So I don't think it will happen.
Have any of you guys played Bravely Default yet?
The Darkness.
I really want to. I need to get it.
It's a good game.
Yeah. It looks really good. I played the demo thing of it right when it first went on the store, and the music is fantastic. Like, if anything, I would love to see the music from that, like, even on a Final Destination type of stage, or maybe as, like, an alternate in a Fire Emblem stage or something like that. That would be really cool. Speaking of villains, whoever mentioned villains earlier, I got another listener question. This one's from Reincarnated Simba, and he says, who is the villain you most want to see for the new game?
Hades.
For one, but like I said earlier, I would really like Ridley, but there is a very slim to no chance of that happening. But another villain I guess I would like to see, not really new, but maybe a update to Ganon's kit, where he's not so much a clone of Captain Falcon, and because in Twilight Princess we saw he does have some swordsman skill, he does have a little bit more to his arsenal than the purple magic type Falcon punches and kicks. So I would like to see an updated Ganon kit.
That would definitely be cool. I would like that. What do you guys think? Who's remaining, actually? Who have we
You know who I would actually like to see, since it is Sega? I mean, even though it's from Sega, but since they do have Sonic, still, it would be pretty cool. I think if they had Ryala, that would be really cool.
Who is Ryala? What?
He is the evil version of Knights. I don't know if you played Knights before.
Oh, yeah. That would actually be kind of awesome. Oh, Styles is back, too.
My bad. I took a phone call.
That's actually a pretty good game that you picked, Sonic, because I'm interested in seeing three different guys from Sonic. Shadow, Dr. Eggman, and...
Are we talking about villains?
Yeah.
Are we going to forget about King K. Rool? I mean, that man's supposed to be in the... He must be in the game.
I think King K. Rool's time has passed. I feel like...
He must be King in the game. I mean,
DDD's there, Bowser's there. I'm the biggest proponent of, like, I'm the biggest anti-Ridley. Not as a character. I'm sure he'd be an awesome character. I'd be happy to see him. But I still just don't think we're going to see him in this game because of that Pyrosphere stage. But I think King K. Rool is even less of a chance because King K. Rool hasn't been in a Donkey Kong game since, what, 64?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I
don't remember him.
You don't even remember him?
No, I said, honestly, you just jogged my memory.
Honestly, yeah.
If we have the Android, and not Android, Andross Assist Trophy as his old NES sprite, and not an updated version, I would really not consider King K. Rool counted out, even though there is a very small chance.
Hmm.
We shall see. So who else, Styles? Who do you think?
I don't know. King K. Rool. Give me a franchise, I think.
I don't know. What other franchises are there? Shizzy, we haven't heard from you yet, or Shofu. Either of you guys.
What? In terms of villains?
Yeah.
You gotta give me a sec. One sec. Let me think.
I actually think that's a good question because that's like a creative sort of thing we haven't heard of before. All
right. What about like Bowser Jr. from
Bowser Jr.
Yeah. I'm thinking about Yoshi's Island and the final boss is Bowser Jr. Right?
Yeah.
If not, like I would say Bowser Jr.
Hold on, Shy Guy.
Or a baby Bowser.
Shy guy. Shy Guy would be awesome, actually.
Yeah, honestly, why isn't a man not in the game? I mean, he's been in Mario Kart, right?
And actually, Shy Guy would be funny as like a Yoshi character because Shy Guys are in Yoshi's Island constantly. And Yoshi, people are always asking for a new Yoshi rep, and there's really nothing else, you know, they could do in terms of Yoshi characters other than Kamek. Oh, Kamek! That's another villain that they can maybe add. And I think one of you guys said Bowser Jr., right?
That was me. That was Shizzy. That was Young Shizzle.
That was Shizzy. All right. So, IcyDragon0605 says, what do you guys think about Pokemon Mystery Dungeon representation? Gates to Infinity was kind of a flop, but the games before that were extremely popular. Do you think you'll ever see anything from those games?
Like, long time ago.
I love the Mystery Dungeon games.
Back in 2009, I actually wanted Grovyle in the next Smash. You know, it was way too powerful.
What, in the Mystery Dungeon games?
Yeah, you played it?
I
wanted that exact Grovyle in the game.
Oh, the one that saves you from the Dust Noir?
Yeah,
that was dope.
I don't know how I feel about a sub-series of a series.
I feel like music is sort of fair game. Like, I'd be happy to hear music if the music from the series is good.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, if the music was good, then yeah. I think it's all fair game, though, I feel like, with Pokemon. Pokemon's one of their biggest franchises. I wouldn't be shocked even if we got, like, a Pokemon Snap stage.
Pokemon Stadium 3 is coming for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Pokemon Stadium 3 is definitely coming. Someone was spamming earlier a question, and I timed them out but I'm going to answer their question anyway. I think Omega 6. And they said, do you think we'll be getting anything from Professor Layton or Phoenix Wright in either assist trophy form?
Nah.
No.
We just answered that question. So.
We answered that question, but in terms of assist trophies and things like that, I think there's definitely no chance. Because like
Phoenix Wright, he appears as a playable character in Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and I don't think Capcom would offer that up to Nintendo for any sort of rights, especially right now.
So is Mega Man.
Well, I mean, I think they could still get in, like we talked about in that last conversation with the Bravely Default characters.
Zero.
Oh, no,
Zero's
in there. Zero's in there, and it's actually from a different setting. Like, the Zero that's in Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is from the X series, as where this Mega Man that appears in Smash is from the original classics.
Oh, man. Like, if we... I don't mean to go back to a question, but, like, if you could have had a villain, I think Sigma would have been so cool from Mega Man X.
Oh, my lord. That would be powerful.
That would be powerful.
I kind of want to be in trouble.
Base in Trouble would be cool too.
This is why I love the darkness.
What?
I said, this is why I love the darkness.
Better.
It is.
And then, last question of the day. This is always a fun question whenever we get it and whenever there's new people on the show. It's from Absol Powers, and he said, if you could redesign any of the confirmed characters' movesets and you can give them one redesign, what would you change? One move of their moveset.
I got this. All right.
Rosalina.
Cut her dress shorter, all her moves twerk.
What? Whoa. Okay.
Witch Doctor, what do you think?
I think, like I was...
No, let go, let you're talking first.
Oh, Chris, go first.
Okay. Definitely, like I said earlier, Ganondorf, how his standing B, or maybe even his side B, if you change that into like a sword swipe, just because I want to see a redesigned Ganondorf so bad.
Nah, the flame choke is good enough for me.
Anita changes up tilt. Can't hit anybody with that.
Yeah, but, yo, they wanted to make it like Project Melee's one.
Yeah, you're the Ganondorf player of us. You're the one who plays Ganondorf, Shofu.
I play Ganondorf on PM, not on Brawl.
Oh.
But on Brawl, his up tilt is ridiculous. Like, there's no way you can ever hit somebody with that. He has two moves that are completely worthless.
One thing I would like to see, and I don't even think it's going to have too much significance, is like Mario's cape. I would rather it be like that raccoon thing that he has in like 3, you know, where he like puts on the hat or whatever, has a raccoon tail. Yeah.
Sure.
Nah, okay, mm-hmm. For that, I would honestly just go with the hammer. That's just me.
The hammer from like, from the Mario and Luigi games? Or?
Yeah, just pick up the hammer, just smack him with it.
That'd be cool. Dan, what about you?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I think my vote would be for Pikmin and Olimar, and I would change his up B. Because I absolutely hate... I love playing Olimar, but I hate his recovery. I absolutely hate it. And
to be honest, it's really stupid.
I know. If there was either way where he could like pull out like a rocket ship to launch up on, or like fly up on top of like one of those Pikmin monsters that like I'm trying to think of what their name is, like the things that pick up the Pikmin and then throw them back in the ground and you got to pluck them back out again. Like I can't think of what their name is off the top of my head, but if you maybe summoned one of those to pull you back to the stage, but the Pikmin chain thing is just the worst. I hate that as a recovery, and I would definitely change that. So with that, we are actually going to wrap up the show.
Well,
so
I wanted to say one.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah.
I really wish they had his Sonic Wind from Sonic Adventure Battle 2. I thought that would have been really cool. They would have had that shit. It would have been so dope.
Honestly, dude, what they needed to do was take his moveset from Sonic Battle, the GBA game.
Yeah, that was cool.
That game was fun. I'm like, yo, where's this man's movesets from? Why is it not from Sonic Battle? Project Melee did that, though.
Yes?
Yeah, but Sonic Wind would be really cool to have.
I haven't even ever played that game, Sonic.
What?
I've never. What? Oh.
Nah, you're slipping, bro. Download a ROM right now. Play that shit.
Wait, what is it?
Sonic Battle was powerful.
No.
Yeah, Sonic Battle is shit.
Now, you get up, you go to you go find the GameCube, you play Sonic Adventure 2 Battle right now.
Oh, no, I played Sonic Adventure 2 Battle. Hello? No, I love that game. You said something else, though. You didn't say Sonic
Battle. It's a GBA game.
Yeah.
Yeah, go play that shit too. That game is good. Oh,
I know Sonic Adventure 2. Yeah, Sonic Battle. All right. Well, I will go play Sonic Battle then after this is over. So with that, then we are going to wrap up the show. I will just call out you guys, and then you tell people where people can find you. So, Chris?
You can find me on my Twitter, GG Crisscross. That's it.
Styles?
Styles62 on YouTube and _Styles62 on Twitter.
Dan?
Before I do that, Roger, I want to thank you for introducing me to Kirby's Air Ride.
Oh, you're very welcome. We didn't even talk about that. That's right, that's right. So, for those of you guys who are watching on the stream, thank you for even bringing that up. Dan actually wrote on Twitter that he got a GameCube and he wanted to play some new games. And I recommended to him Kirby's Air Ride, which is actually what the Dragoon item from Brawl is from. And you're loving it?
Yeah, I love it, yeah.
So yeah, the music, did you recognize any of the music? Because they use like tons of it in Brawl.
I did. I was like, oh yeah, this sounds super familiar. It's like, oh yeah, that's from Brawl.
Yeah, the soundtrack's really good too. And City Trial in that game is like one of the most addicting modes of any game I've ever played. So.
It's a Sakurai game, so it also has the challenge wall and everything. So yeah, I really like it.
Cool. Well, right on. All right. Well, go ahead.
I still need to do the plugins.
Of course, I forgot. Yeah, give your yeah. plugs.
I was so excited.
Time. You talked about Kirby's Air Ride. You're done.
Yeah, Kirby's Air Ride. That's the shit. Okay, move on. You can find me at Nintendan. That's NINTENDAAN on Twitter, and you can follow me there, and that's all good.
Kashif?
Oh yeah, I'm the biggest clown in here. Y'all can find me on Sucker for Jessica, son, on Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Shofu, I don't even know why I'm even asking.
You can find me in your neighborhood on the block under the stop sign between the hours of 11 and 2. And you know,
he's getting daddy's money. Don't worry.
If you need that? I got it.
Witch doctor.
You can find me in the darkness of your soul, boy. Nah, but,
All right. Hey, yeah. You go ahead and end the stream now.
You can find me at... Okay, all right. Never mind, then. Yeah. Damn. I'm sure it'll be in the description somewhere. Never mind.
Yeah.
No. It's at the Witch Doctor. I'll put it in. Don't worry.
Yeah, go. You'll find it somewhere.
So it's Shizzy.
Yeah, all right, you can find me eharmony.com/daddy.
Hey, don't forget blackpeoplemeet.com.
That is eharmony.com/daddylonglegs. Follow me on Christian Mingle at Satan Lover. You can catch me on Black People Meet, blackpeoplemeet.com/youngtaytay. Get dollars. Follow me on Twitter at young nigga come through looking clean. Yes, that's all one word. If you don't write it as all one word, you're not gonna get me. Hit me up on YouTube, youtube.com/twerksociety. Let's get me.
What the hell is
this? I have no idea.
So he got to say all that, but I didn't get to say shit.
Nah, son, that's all you can say.
Right, okay, guys. Yeah, you got a good point. That is true.
That's it for this week. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Hopefully, there'll be a character announcement by then. But until then, we'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Darkness.
Bye.
Bitch.
Mm-hmm.